Reach Out and Respond.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive.
Call now.
Let's kick off this hour. You're listening to Trending with Timmeri, and as every hour here at Relevant Radio, we begin by praying for an end to abortion in the United States and for our needs to be met during our pledge drive. We need $2.7 million, and you can support us here, but let's start, as we always should, with a prayer. Join me in praying the Memoire. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. Timmeri, here during our weekly Marriage Hour on Trending. Coming up, we're going to discuss overcoming sadness to find true happiness in your life. St. Padre Pio had something to say about that. Also, do you have perhaps an adult child that's gone non-contact? Maybe they wrote you one of those no-contact letters. Or maybe you yourself have cut off your parents. Why? We're actually going to discuss that today on the show. And really this whole idea of whether or not your family is meant to make you happier, a better person. So if you have something to share, maybe you or someone you know has gone no contact, or you've experienced this with your child, I'd like to hear from you. The number is 1-888-914-9149. But let's talk in a little bit as well about transforming our prayer life. We'll talk about praying the Psalms and much more. But let's talk about one achievement that really does matter and can change the whole course of your day. It can help you be a cleaner person. It can help you feel better. It can help you create other good habits of being productive. And it can even lower your stress hormones and just improve your overall mood. Can you imagine what that one thing is? Well, you're listening to Catholic Radio, so you probably thought I was going to say prayer, which that can do all of those things too. But this one thing is a little more materialistic, and it is actually telling about a prayer life as well, and we'll talk about that in a moment. We'll also discuss how to pray with the Psalms later today during the show. But here's the deal. If you would only make your bed every single day, there are so many benefits. And I've really been thinking about this. By just making your bed every day, think about all of the benefits it provides for your mental well-being, your productivity. Well, what would happen if we prayed every day? We'll talk about that in a moment here. But, you know, I keep thinking about this because I used to be really good at making my bed every single day. It was a discipline that my parents, especially my mom, really instilled in us. You know, four kids, you want to have a tidy house. We always made our beds every day. I made my bed every day through college, especially, you know, you're studying, you're working from your college dorm room. It's really important you're in a clean environment. And then while I was pregnant and my grogginess during pregnancy in the morning and the now grogginess in the morning with the baby, I've gotten lazy about making the bed and probably also lazy waiting for my husband to do it as well. So the bed's not been getting made as often as it used to. But making your bed is that missing achievement that makes you feel better, that makes you accomplish more. You know, some people have even commented about the, quote, virtue of making your bed. In fact, Admiral McRaven, he wrote a book titled Make Your Bed. It's a really simple, short book. In fact, if you know someone who's perhaps a little bit of a, in your eyes, I don't know, a deadbeat in terms of what they're doing right now, they're lacking any type of inspiration or productivity, they're having a hard time getting things done, they're experiencing task saturation, this is a great book to pass on to them. Now, we're going to be talking about going no contact a little bit later and adult kids kind of ticking off their parents and closing the door to that conversation. So be careful, you know, what books you give. You got to tread lightly, especially when it comes to things such as this. But here's the reality. Admiral McRaven, who wrote the book Make Your Bed, who's also given a number of commencement speeches to university graduates, has commented on how if you only make your bed, it makes it so that your first thing you do for the day is an accomplishment. And that sets the rest of your day. He says it gives you a sense of pride. It encourages you to do another task and then another and another until at the end of the day, you've found that you've accomplished many things that day. But it also has reinforced the idea, he says, that little things matter. Now, this is really important because we live where we kind of just blasé-ly write so many things off. Well, it doesn't matter if I told a little lie. It doesn't matter if I don't make my bed. And one thing after another compounds. You don't make your bed. Next thing you know, you start throwing clothes on your bed, a wet towel on your bed. Things start to compound, and next thing you know, you're in a messy room. Well, it kind of works similarly with our spiritual life. Oh, well, you know, I'm really busy. I had to skip breakfast. I'm rushing out the door. I didn't have time to pray this morning. You see, if something so simple as making our bed can completely transform our day, imagine what praying morning prayer, having a morning routine of a simple prayer in the morning could do. You know, we talk a lot about order and things to change our lives and make us happier. Well, making your bed is definitely going to make you happier. It's going to lower stress, improve your mood. I mean, just think about it. A third of your life is actually spent inside your room. That's just sleeping. We're spending even more time in our rooms now than we ever have before, at least over the last 100 years or so, because many people are working from home more and choosing to keep it that way even as things change with COVID. So here's the reality. If the matter of making your bed can impact us physically so significantly, what can the good habit spiritually of praying every morning do for you? Do you believe that it can make you happier? Think about it. It changes your perspective on the day. It prepares you to endure suffering and offer it to our Lord in union with our Lord, perhaps for a sin you're struggling with or for someone you know who needs prayer. Also, praying first thing in the morning gives you the opportunity to ponder those sins you yourself struggle with and to think about the virtues that can help counter them. It can also set the day with an attitude of gratitude. Gratitude can go a long way in making us feel happier, but ultimately, it's our weekly happy hour, and as I try to explain over and over again, we're not looking for that fleeting feeling of happiness. We're looking for joy. Joy that's rooted in God. Joy that is a gift from God, a fruit of the Holy Spirit. That no matter what comes our way, all will be well. That our happiness, that is our joy, eternal bliss, lies in Christ alone. You see, the simple thing of making your bed each morning gives you inspiration for keeping your home clean, your life clean. It feels better. So does praying in the morning. It keeps you spiritually sound and aware, astute to where you're at that day. It helps you to anticipate the people and things you will do. Maybe you have someone you haven't seen in a while, or someone you're going to approach and have a difficult conversation with them about their workflow, or one of your children. Pray beforehand. It will prepare you for all that you will accomplish that day. So not only should I encourage you here to start making your bed every day, but I really want to encourage you to start using that opportunity to pray every morning. Start with something simple. Maybe you take the scripture readings for the day and read the gospel and pray with that. Pray practicing Lectio Divina. In fact, we'll talk a little bit later on during the show about Lectio Divina and how you can implement that in your life in the morning. Consecrate your day to the Blessed Virgin Mary's intercession. Pray the words of Jesus to His Heavenly Father and the Our Father. Maybe find a special prayer or two you'd like to memorize and write it out each morning and then repeat it again. Saying the same prayer over and over again can actually be extremely beneficial for helping us to commit to memory and experience and live those words at different moments throughout our day. So pray every morning and make your bed. It'll make you happier. It might even orient you more toward our Lord and the eternal calling we all have to be with Him in heaven. You're listening to Trending with Timmery. Coming up, Cale Clark will be joining me. We'll share with you a little bit about how you can support our mission here at Relevant Radio.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, Executive Director of Relevant Radio. Have you heard what we have for you? Today only, for a donation of $20 a month or $240 for the year. A Relevant Radio baseball cap. They're really sharp. It's blue with a Relevant Radio logo in white. And just think, someone may see that Relevant Radio logo on your hat and ask, Relevant Radio, what's that? And you can tell them that they're going to hear terrific, faith-filled talk all day, every day. It's a perfect opportunity for you to evangelize. The Relevant Radio blue baseball cap is yours for your gift of $20 a month to Relevant Radio. But the baseball cap is only available today. Did I mention that we have matching funds this hour? So your $20 a month gift gets doubled? Donate now at relevantradio.com or tap on the Relevant Radio app or call 877-291-0123.
Reach out and respond. That is the title of our pledge drive this week here at Relevant Radio. Hi, everybody. This is Cale Clark, host of The Cale Clark Show and the Faith Explained program here on Relevant Radio. And I'm joining Timory for this hour. As we are just embarking on our journey this week, we need to raise $2.7 million. Now, that sounds like an awful lot. But you know what? We can do it, chipping away a little bit at a time, because Relevant Radio is listener-supported. We need your help to stay on the air. No gift is too big. Hey, if someone gives $2.7 million today, maybe we can just all go home.
Yes, no, 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 no. We'll much easier. We can talk more then.
Yeah. There you go. But and maybe somebody out there will. But really, it's a cheerful giver that God wants. It's not so much the size of the gift, but it's making a little bit of a sacrifice to help share the gospel. And that's what we do. We bring Christ to the world through the media. So you can call now, 1-877-291-0123. Operators are standing by to take your call, or you can just keep listening to Trending and just go right onto the app right now and do two for the price of one, relevantradio.com, or through the app. You can do it online. It's secure, it's easy, it's fun, and you know you're going to make a difference.
Cale, we need 100 people to step up this hour. Support Trending with Timory. Let people know, hey, we love listening to the show. We want to hear more. And I'm really looking to Los Angeles, San Diego, California. Come on, you're my home state. You've been through a lot the last year with everything that's happened. And Relevant Radio has brought you the mass, but especially this weekly happy hour. So many people, Cale, have told me how this has been their favorite hour. I was just talking to someone the other day where they're like, I never really thought about it, but he said, I'm kind of just this nice guy, and I needed to be a virtuous man. And he said, you talked about this recently during your happy hour. I never thought about the difference, where it's easy to kind of just be nice and pleasant with other people, but I wanted to be virtuous, and you taught that during your happy hour. And these are things we discuss. We need 100 people to step up and help other people hear the same message. We have 14 people on the line right now, Cale, and
that's
we
great.
Need more people to call or donate online.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is bringing people joy. And I love that you do this happy hour, because what we really need is the joy of Jesus Christ. That's what we give on Relevant Radio to the world. Help us in our mission. 1-877-291-0123. Or it's free on the app as well to donate. It's not going to cost you anything extra. It's very secure at relevantradio.com or through the Relevant Radio app. Reach out and respond.
Bridging your Catholic faith with your everyday life. You're listening to Trending with Timory on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
You're joining us during our weekly happy hour here during Pledge Week on Trending with Timory. We're asking you to support Relevant Radio. And hey, we didn't share this great news. You may have heard about what happened in Haiti. Not good news. Many people have been affected by the earthquake, but I wanted to make sure you know that everything you donate to Relevant Radio today, we will contribute 10% of that to those who have been impacted in Haiti. So I wanted to make sure you're aware of that with your donation as we continue to follow the story of those who have been impacted by this earthquake in Haiti. I want to talk during our happy hour about overcoming sadness. I think this is a really important topic when it comes to finding happiness and ultimately joy rooted in God as a fruit of the Holy Spirit. I was reading a quote from St. Padre Pio that really resonated with me, especially after everything that's gone on in my life over the last 6 months. St. Padre Pio said this, "Don't allow sadness to dwell in your soul." He said, "For sadness prevents the Holy Spirit from acting freely." And I thought this was very profound. I think I experienced this year. Many of you know that my husband received an incredible job offer that truly was the Holy Spirit working in our lives after some time of searching for a job change. And the job offer came in the worst possible timing. A fantastic job. My husband's thriving in this new job. But he got the offer 2 weeks after our baby girl was born. It was shocking, and it required a move across the country, leaving all of our family, our friends, the area, the state I grew up in. I am a California, Southern California girl through and through. And when we found out that we were going to move, for those weeks leading up to the move, and then even once we got here, landing in the Midwest, it was really hard. And there was a lot of sorrow. And I think part of that was, of course, natural sorrow and mourning with the transition, separation, you know, natural too, because I was postpartum. And I don't think I was super emotional postpartum. Maybe other people can tell me, but that just like really hit me in the gut. And I remember like kind of battling, like, don't allow yourself to be consumed by this. You know, you're far away from everyone. And so when I saw the St. Padre Pio quote, it really was a theme of the battle I myself have been in over the last few months of don't allow, as he says, your sadness to dwell in your soul. But your sadness is so profound that it drags you down. It's heavy. It's oppressive. It's dark. It makes you feel lonely. It makes you feel isolated. It makes you think that you're the only person in the situation that you're in. And I wasn't really feeling like I'm the only person in the situation, but I did. It felt very, very heavy. Even though, you know, we had this joy of a new baby, I remember, good Lord, just help me to be totally joyful for her. Because I'm called to be a parent. This is where he brought me to. And you see, what's profound about the St. Padre Pio quote, and Lucas is going to post this now on my social media. You'll find it. We'll throw it up on Twitter right now. You can also follow me on Instagram. We'll post it there if you can get that up on Instagram too, Lucas. And the quote is so profound because it says, don't allow sadness to dwell in your heart, for sadness prevents the Holy Spirit from acting freely. The reason I found this so relevant to my experience over the last few months was because it's true. The Holy Spirit, I knew, was working in our lives. There's a reason why he brought us cross country. There's a reason why for the timing that he gave. As hard as it is, and even when we don't fully understand, we have to know that God's providence in hand is working. That when we are staying faithful to Christ, when we're staying rooted in the sacraments, we're regularly going to reconciliation, we're regularly receiving our Lord, body, blood, soul, and divinity worthily in the sacrament of communion, the Holy Eucharist, then we know that God is working in our lives and that we are cooperating with him. You see, we have to work through the sorrows that we'll experience in our lives, both on the level of the body as well as on the level of the soul. You see, we're at a point in history where we're seeing this massive degeneration of the body and the soul today. Whether it's sorrow over the loss of a family member, whether it's sorrow over feeling isolated because of COVID and everything that's happening in the news, the misinformation, the forced vaccination, the disagreements in the church, all these things that we may, you know, very easily want to just focus on and really experience a severe sense of sorrow over. Or maybe it's something that's happened in your own life, a breakup within your family, maybe among your parents, that for years you've allowed to just be this heavy burden that you carry with you. You see, sometimes we'll talk about this victim mentality when someone walks around with like, well, I'm a victim, everyone should help me. But we don't ever really talk about this sadness mentality, this sorrow that some people allow themselves ultimately to walk around with sorrow reigning in a sense of despair. Sorrow of a situation or whatever it might be. But you see, when we allow sorrow to reign in our lives like that, it does prevent the Holy Spirit from acting freely. It prevents us from being open to the promptings of God in our life. It can lead to a loss of hope, essentially. You know, despair is when we no longer have hope. Hope from moment to moment in the little things that occur in life. But instead, we let sorrow make us think that we'll never escape this feeling we're experiencing, a heaviness of body and soul. But we have to overcome that and see hope. God is our eternal hope. We need to have hope situationally in every situation, even when things are dire. And ultimately, we need to have that eternal hope in God, which is a theological virtue. There's a reason that faith, hope, and love are the three theological virtues that we pray for when we pray our rosary. They're the three theological virtues that can only be supernaturally infused, but we have to be open and willing to receive these graces. We have to have soil that is friendly toward the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And you see, being hopeful is not just this blind optimism. It's not wishful thinking. It's not naive gaiety. No, hope is to recognize that Jesus Christ is Lord. He reigns in heaven and, remember, on earth as well. And that we are created to be with him. He died for our sins. He blotted out any possible mistake we ever could have made. But so too is he able to forgive and blot out all the sins of those loved ones who have maybe also hurt us. You see, having hope in overcoming sadness, as St. Padre Pio talks about, this sorrow can truly overcome us and prevent us from allowing the Holy Spirit to act freely in our lives. You know, we don't even think about this whole idea of allowing the Holy Spirit to work. God is all-powerful. He is. But God also created us with free will, and he doesn't violate our free will. He may work over and over again like a wave that comes upon the sand repeatedly to give himself to us, to give us his grace. But if we're not willing and able to capture that water like we could in the sand, or if we just dig that hole and allow it to flow right back out with the tide, what are we doing? We need to preserve the water. We need to preserve and be open to the Holy Spirit so that he can freely work and remain present in our lives. But this requires that we have a providential perspective on life. That even when difficult things, like I mentioned, moving cross country with a newborn baby to a place where we don't have any, our extended family and friends and the places we've known and grown to love. You see, this also requires that we have a generous outlook on life. It requires self-denial moment to moment. Even we don't feel like being very happy. We don't feel like praying or making our bed or accomplishing those little things in life. You see, if we're going to overcome our own sorrow, as St. Padre Pio is talking about, it requires a profound level of detachment. Detachment from material things, detachment from our own comfort, but especially detachment from ourselves. Those disordered desires and thoughts and obsessions that we have in our mind. You see, this is our weekly happy hour. I wanted to focus on how we can overcome that sorrow that we so often allow to dwell. And instead, let's let the Holy Spirit to guide and work freely in our lives. Rather than sitting in that heaviness, choose joy.
Out and respond here on Relevant Radio. Please donate today, right now. During our pledge drive, 1-877-291-0123. It's a 100% matching hour. Anything you give, no gift is too big, no gift is too small. Anything you give right now will be matched 100% by generous donors just like you. And this is Cale Clark, host of The Cale Clark Show and The Faith Explained. I'm here with Timory. And Timory, I really enjoyed listening to that segment that you just gave on how we really need to choose joy and Padre Pio's words on avoiding sorrow. It's so important because, you know, a lot of sins are committed when people are living in sorrow and they're trying to look for consolations. But really, we can only find consolation in Jesus Christ. And joyful piety is what we try to do on our Relevant Radio shows. We try to give people this happiness, this joy that can only be found in Christ. So thanks for saying that. I really do appreciate that.
Okay, I think it's so important. It's a message I need to hear. It's a message other people hear. You know, I look at my baby girl, and God bless me with a smiler. Mm-hmm. She smiles, Kale, and she smiles. I'm not kidding. When she's sitting up in bed waiting for us to come and get her, and she sees us, she smiles. If she's asleep and she wakes up for a moment and looks at us and goes back to sleep seconds later, she smiles in those few moments. It's just this blissful joy that she has because she's delighted in. She's a child of God. She's our child. I wish we could all still have that. And I think that this is what our faith is offering to us. And that's why it's so easy to talk about it every Monday here on the show.
It really is. And you know, when I became a parent, Timory, and my daughter is 5 now, and you're experiencing this right now. When you think about the profound love that you have for your child, then you realize, wow, God loves us so much more. Our human love is so limited, but His love for us is infinite. We want to share this love with the whole world. So won't you help us do that with this mission of bringing Christ to the world through the media? Call 1-877-291-0123. I almost said free because it's toll free. 0123. 877-291-0123. Operators are standing by right now. Or you can also donate securely, quick and easy online through the app, the Relevant Radio app, or through relevantradio.com. Reach out and respond. Let's do it together.
We're looking for 100 people to step up this hour. We're only at 30 people. We're about halfway through the hour, so we need 70
of
you.
Come on, people.
San Diego, Los Angeles, San Francisco. I'm looking to Chicago, nationwide. Show us that you love Relevant Radio, that you love our happy hour and all of our programs from the Kale Clark Show to Trending. You can donate now. The number's 1-877-291-0123. Use the Relevant Radio app, and we're sending money to Haiti as well.
The Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive continues.
Reach out and respond.
You're listening to Trending with Timory here on Relevant Radio. It's our weekly happy hour that we bring to you every Monday, talking about everything from how you should be a virtuous person, not just a nice guy. And now we're going to talk about a heavy topic for a lot of you parents out there, or maybe you yourself have decided to do this with your parent. I'd like to hear from you. Maybe for better, for worse, you can share a little bit. Number's 1-877-291-0123. That's actually to donate if you want to call and talk to me. Number's 1-888-914-9149. Great. I didn't get them backward the other way around. You have too many numbers for us to remember today. And hey, I was talking about sadness and overcoming sadness. And there was a great quote I was using from St. Padre Pio. We posted on social media, especially on my Instagram story. Go check it out because it's a powerful quote. You can find me at Timory, T-I-M-M-E-R-I-E. Always let you know what's coming up on the show and more. So here's the deal. There's been a trend over the last 5 or 6 years, specifically of millennials and Gen Z, going what's referred to as no contact. Maybe you or someone you know has experienced this. It's where an adult child decides that for whatever reason, the parent is toxic, harmful, preventing them from living to their fullest potential, and so they've decided to go no contact. They'll tell the parent, don't contact me. If I choose to contact you, I will contact you, but they're completely cutting off contact with their parents. It's a horrible thing, and grant there may be some valid circumstances where people need to cut off other people for physical safety and even perhaps emotional and verbal abuse that can occur. That said, those aren't usually the reasons for a lot of these going no contact letters. And I want to talk about it during our weekly happy hour because I think it's a really important topic that many people are choosing to do, or maybe you as a parent are experiencing as well. And it brings up this question of what role family plays in our happiness. But first, let me give you a couple examples of why millennials are saying they're cutting off their parents. Many of them, it's actually shocking, doesn't have to do with a reason in particular. They'll talk about how they're working on overcoming, for example, codependency, where they're overly dependent on their parent, basically to accomplish things, even just more so emotionally. I'm not just talking materially. And so they are basically blaming the parent for overparenting, and so now they're having to learn how to overcome codependency rather than taking ownership of not being dependent on another person emotionally or physically. Another thing that's happening is a lot of girls in particular saying they can't get rid of their mother in their head, whether that's nagging, feeling overwhelmed, criticized, negativity, whatever it might be. Many women are saying this is a difficulty for them. And so they're cutting off their parents because they're, lo and behold, blaming their parent for everything that goes wrong in their adult life, rather than maybe finding a balance in terms of communication, maybe addressing an actual problem or addressing the problem that might be yourself who's overly obsessing about certain types of criticism, or overly obsessing about things that are said that maybe shouldn't be said to you as an adult, rather than letting it go. You see, and I think this is one important thing to remember. It's not just kids, adult kids, who are trying to figure out how to have a relationship with their parents, but it's adult parents trying to figure out how to have a relationship with their adult children. There's no real good roadmap or book to tell you how to specifically and perfectly get it done. Every family's different, comes with its own unique wounds, its own talents and joys, ways of communicating. And so this going no contact theme is really kind of bringing to mind this question in today's culture of, have we lost a sense of duty, obligation, and ultimately respect as adult children transition into adulthood? Remember when you talk about to a priest about your examination of conscience, and you talk about the fourth commandment of honoring your father and your mother, you're not called to be obedient to your parent anymore as an adult. You're called to be respectful, reasonably respectful. And even respect can come with doing things you might not necessarily like to do, but it's an extreme sense of respect and honor given to parents. Now, some people will say, well, parents should, or even a spouse, should earn respect or earn honor. There's something to that, but at the same time, if everyone was required by God to earn his respect and his honor, then where would we be? If he required us to earn his respect, to earn him dying on the cross for us, to earn him forgiving us our sins, just imagine, all we have to do is go be willing to talk to a priest about our sins and ask forgiveness. That's not a whole lot that God's asking of us. And so when you look at it in terms of parental relationships, how can we show respect, reasonable respect, without being overwhelmed by the ideas and criticisms of the world when it comes to family relationships? You see, so many millennials today are talking about how the relationship makes them feel about themselves, and that's why they're cutting off their parents. Because, quote, parents are limiting my potential. They're impacting my happiness. They're impacting my distinctiveness in life. Am I distinguishing myself? It's also impacting what other people say about me. And get this, this is really the theme that I think summarizes the entire going no contact movement. It's not reasonable because this is the theme. Lose your parent, find yourself. Now, why am I talking about this during our weekly happy hour on trending? Because we need to ponder, no matter what state in life we're in, whether we're a young adult working through new things, you're a new parent and you have a kid and you have parents where you're trying to find, well, how do I be parented while I'm trying to parent my own child? Or maybe you're in the transition in life where your elderly parents need your care. Or maybe you're navigating that relationship as a parent to your adult children. How can we find that role of how family plays that role in happiness? I think this is at the heart of the issue. Families matter, and they matter so significantly. And we see this in the fact that Jesus Christ himself became man. He came not as an adult human being. No, he didn't bypass all of those relationships. He had a relationship with his mother. He had a relationship with his father. He navigated, for example, the challenges of growing up. 12 years old. In the Jewish culture, that's when you start to be considered a man and start to assert yourself as a man. What happens? Jesus chooses to stay in the temple, and Mary and Joseph are looking for 3 days for a missing Jesus. And when they approach him and reproach him for having left and for having worried them, he very clearly tells them, I'm where I'm supposed to be. I'm in my father's house. And he's helping to remind his parents respectfully where he's supposed to be. And they're having to ponder this in their hearts of, wow, here's my child growing up, but here's my child who also has a great mission. Great, he's God too, but still, that's a great example. Jesus Christ came into a family to actually teach us about familial relationships and how they can make us happy. But here's a problem that's happening in today's world. And this is at the heart of the Going No Contact movement. Today, each and every single one of us, whether it's a spouse or a child, whether you're a daughter, a son, a parent, we look to other people to make us happy. And we think that our happiness is determined by other people and their behavior. But the only person whose behavior you can change is yours. The only person whose thoughts you can change are yours. Yet for some reason we think by going no contact and shutting people out, basically being a 2-year-old and giving the silent treatment to other people, is the way to go. It shows our lack of spiritual and psychological maturity when we just cut out what we think is the problem. Now, Grant, that's great if it's drugs, if it's eating too much, but not when it comes to people, unless they are actually physically harmful toward you. You see, our happiness can't be determined by another person. Our happiness must be centered on Jesus Christ. It must be centered on the fact that he's calling us to self-control, that he gave us the gifts of freedom and free will so that we can exert our will for the good, not for the bad, not to blame the way Adam blamed Eve in the garden, the first primordial sin. He was tempted, and then when God asked him, what did he do? He said, look, she did it. It sounds like we need to ponder the stories of all of salvation history, from Jesus with his parents at 12 years old in the temple, to Adam who blamed Eve at the dawn of all creation. Where are we in these stories? How can we choose to take responsibility for our lives, act freely, act virtuously, and even be generous when other people have indeed hurt us? Choose happiness rather than trying to make other people make you happy. If you do that, you'll never be happy. If you choose God, you choose self-control, you choose virtue, you choose the sacraments, you will find the way to happiness. Blessed are the poor in spirit, that is, people who stop trying to get everything by attaching themselves to others and things, but instead detaching themselves, having a spirit that is detached from worldly things and harmful relationships and attitudes and ideas that we have in our own head. I'll be back and we'll talk about how to pray with the Psalms and Sacred Scripture.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media. Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
All right, I've got a letter here. This is kind of a thank you. Denise and Bruce wrote to say that we prayed for her online, and I'm sure that they prayed for her at the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and she's just thanking God. She had a cancer that had gone into lymph nodes and looked really bad. Well, she's cancer-free from her last pathology report. It disappeared, and in my eyes, this is a miracle. Well, God bless you, and we're grateful for that prayer report. Yay!
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Relevant Radio is listener-supported. Help us bring Christ to the world with a financial gift of any amount. You can give on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com.
Or call 1-877-291-0123.
Cale Clark here with Tim Ree. That's right, reach out and respond. That is the theme for our pledge drive this week. You just heard the numbers, but just in case you didn't catch that, I'm going to just repeat that for you. Timmy, I did it again. I almost gave out the listener phone number again. Okay, it's the first day of the pledge drive. Cut us some slack here. 1-877-291-0123, or go to relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. And Timmy, I almost didn't come back for this segment because I was considering going no contact with you for the rest of the show based on your last segment, but
you'll eat instead.
I decided to come back, and I'm glad I did, because that was a really important segment. You talked about the dangers of codependency, but I am happy to say that we are in a codependent relationship with our listeners here on Relevant Radio, because hey, Relevant Radio is a family. We need each other. We work as one to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we do this every day through the internet, through radio, through media. There's so many ways we can reach people all over the world, but we can't do it without you. So that's why we need you to call, and every gift that you give this hour is matched 100%. It's a great deal. And why not just double your impact right now? Call 1-877-291-0123 or go to the Relevant Radio app.
That's right, the Relevant Radio app, or giving us a call. It's easiest to donate online, relevantradio.com. We've had 40 people step out this hour. We need 100 people in total, so we need 60 more people.
60 more.
Call, or it's easiest, quickly pull over safely and donate online. Donating this hour, you let people know you love trending, you love Relevant Radio, you want to hear more of our happy hour. And Kale, we have a ball cap. You know, it's summertime.
Oh,
we're heading into fall, but we need those hats where you can represent Relevant Radio. Someone ask, hey, what's that? What do you listen to? For $20 a month or $240 for the entire year, you'll receive a baseball cap or other gifts we have for other gift sizes come from anything from a statue of the Blessed Virgin Mary, which is just so beautiful, at the $1,200 for the year here, $1,200. We have this Mother of God statue. But here's the reality. If you can give $20 right now, $20 a month, I'm asking you to. But if you can give us $5,000, or maybe $30,000 today, we have money matching dollar for dollar. Whatever you give will be doubled, whether it's $5,000 or $20,000, you name it. We're asking you to give anything that widows might. Give us a call now. The number is 1-877-291-0123. I need you to step out, reach out, and respond. RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Give now.
Bridging your Catholic faith with your everyday life. You're listening to Trending with Timory on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
I don't talk about this a lot here on Trending, but I have a master's degree in exegetical biblical theology. So that's a biblical interpretation and research. Why did I study the Bible? You know, it actually had a lot less to do with being any sort of biblical scholar. I fell in love with sacred scripture in undergrad. And when there was the opportunity to spend my full master's program studying scripture, I said, sign me up. It was incredibly hard and challenging because it was meant to be very academic. But what I got to do for hours each day through graduate school was pray sacred scripture, meditate upon sacred scripture, write papers on sacred scripture. I remember taking my laptop and my books to the chapel and just praying with our Lord. It was such an incredible formation, because ultimately I recognize all the trouble and all the challenges we have in the world today are answered right here in this book, in the Holy Bible, in the inspired Word of God, human and divine authorship, the Holy Spirit working in, through, and with that author to write the inspired words of God. That is so profound. I read an article, and we'll post a link to it on my Twitter. You can find me at Timmery, T-I-M-M-E-R-I-E. Lucas will go ahead and post that now. It's a article on why you should pray the Psalms, and it's 10 blessings that flow from them. Now, I love praying the Psalms. Most of the Psalms are in the Old Testament. They're part of wisdom literature. Were written by King David. Some were by King Solomon and a few by others as well. But here's what's so profound about the Psalms. the Psalms are actually prayed. It used to be that all the Psalms were prayed within 1 week by monks, religious sisters, and priests. Now it really spans more so about over a month. They tried to lighten it up and make it easier to pray. We're always, for some reason, trying to make things easier on people. We always make excuses for why we don't have a lot of time to pray, or all we can do is mutter a Hail Mary. Now, if that's all you have time to do, great. But I want to encourage you to pray with sacred scripture, to meditate upon sacred scripture. One of the best and easiest ways to do that is to read the daily mass readings and pray them. Don't just read them and go, oh, huh, that's an interesting story. Put yourself into the story. To pray the Psalms. And why am I talking about this during our weekly happy hour? Well, part of praying the Psalms that's really neat is that there are different moods in the Psalms. A psalm could be a psalm of mourning. A psalm could be a song that is said in the morning. Not mourning as in sorrow, but in the morning, greeting the dawn. A psalm could be one that's said at night, at the end of the day. A psalm could be a battle cry while going into battle. It could be a battle cry of victory after having won a battle. Or having suffered defeat. The Psalms have so many prayers to God in them. And I remember some years ago, I spent a summer with the religious order, the Community of St. John, in formation. And it was such a great summer because we would chant the Psalms. Now, chanting is a little bit of a joke for Timmy. If you don't know this, I cannot sing. I do sing, but I cannot sing. And so while we were there, in fact, funny side note tangent. So when we'd be chanting the songs, especially the Salve Regina every night before we go to bed, we'd chant the Salve Regina after night prayer. And then there would be silence until about noon the next day. So we'd go through the day in silence, breakfast in silence. And I remember one of the religious brothers, he'd always stay next to me when I was singing or chanting during the Salve, and he'd kept like waving his hand up toward the sky as I was singing, and he did this like two or three nights in a row. Now, we were supposed to be in silence because we're entering into the silence for the next like 15 hours or whatever, and I remember always like going, what? Like, I'm just looking at him, and I'm like, okay, I'll sing louder, sure. And so I would sing louder and louder, and the next night he'd keep waving his hand up toward the sky, and I would start singing louder and louder, and I'm horrified because I know I'm not a singer. And I was like, okay, Father, I'm just being obedient here. So finally, one day, I catch him when we're supposed to be talking, or maybe it was, I don't know, maybe I was whispering in the hallway. And my Father, what are you trying to tell me while singing? You keep telling me to sing louder. I'm singing louder. What's up? You're stressing me out when I'm just trying to sing the Salve before bed. And he goes, Timmy, I was not telling you to sing louder. I was encouraging you to find the right note. Oh, okay. Thank you, Father. Now I know I'm totally humbled and I will be not singing the rest of the week. Anyways, what the monks do when they chant the Psalms back and forth to one another, usually they stand in a U. We would do this when we were there. And when you stand in the U, it used to be understood that the two groups were split in half and they would chant the Psalms back and forth, taking lines. And the idea of chanting the song back and forth was that you were calling your fellow Christian into battle in the spiritual journey, into battle in the spiritual warfare that we all experience, into the kingdom of God, and to preach and love our Lord. This is why we need to engage in praying scripture and singing the Psalms, because it inspires us to the mission God has in store for us. And that brings joy into every moment because we have an eternal perspective.
Cale Clark alongside Timmy here. And Timmy, I love that story that you just told. I love the idea of praying with the Psalms. It's amazing. 1-877-291-0123 is the toll-free number to call to donate to our Reach Out and Respond campaign here on Relevant Radio, or you can go online to the Relevant Radio app or to relevantradio.com. And any gift that you give this hour is matched 100% by our generous partners. And One of my favorite books, Timory, about the Psalms is by Michael Barber, and it's called, you might even know, I'm sure you do know Michael Barber from your time out in San Diego.
Yes, years of courses from Dr. Michael Barber.
And he has a book about the Psalms. You probably have this too. It's called Singing in the Rain. Now, not the rain that comes down from heaven, but the, well, kind of, I guess, R-E-I-G-N, in the rain of God. And he's a student of Scott Hahn himself, and so he picked up on Dr. Hahn's tradition of puns, and he uses them to good effect. And so, yeah, it just helps us to remember that God is in control of our lives. And we kind of pray with the rhythm of the Psalms. It really does bring that into sharp focus. And speaking of books, we here at Relevant Radio want to give you a book. And it's a great book. For a pledge of just
$365.
Yeah, for just a dollar a day. Mm-hmm. I thought this was going to be more, but this is the best deal going right now, Timory. We're going to send you a book. If you can pledge just a dollar a day or more for the year, we're going to send you a very special thank you gift. And it's called The St. Monica Club, a brand new book that's just come out by Maggie Green. I'm going to tell you, Timory, the number one prayer request we get here at Relevant Radio is, how can I help my children, my brother, my sister, my loved one, my friend, my coworker, who has fallen away from their Catholic faith? How can I bring them home? Well, guess what? This book is all about that. It's how to wait, hope, and pray for your fallen away loved ones, using the example of St. Monica, who, of course, had this experience in her own life with her wayward son, her prodigal son, St. Augustine. And believe me, this guy was one of the world's greatest sinners before he became one of the world's greatest saints. And God brought him back. Monica's sacrifices help make it happen. And so this book is going to help you get some real practical tools to bring your friends and family members back home as well. So it's called The St. Monica Club. And Rose, who controls our listener relations here at Relevant Radio, she works really hard. And she's telling us, please tell people about the book, because I'm surrounded by them. There are stacks of them all around my desk, all around my chair. I can't even get out of my office. We need to get these books into people's hands. Not only so Rose can get out and take her lunch break, but also so that you can have practical tools to help bring your friends and family back home to Christ. 1-877-291-0123 is the number to call, Timory.
Give now at relevantradio.com. It's the easiest way to give. You don't have to tie up callers, operators who are ready for you. But again, 1-877-291-0123. If that's the only way you can give right now, we're 60 out of 100 people. We need 40 more people. Make those lines ring or easier. Hurry, get your hands working. Use your smartphone. Go to relevantradio.com. Process that gift that you would like to give to us. And again, this is an incredible book. We're talking about so many young people today, adults going no contact with their parents, cutting their parents off. This St. Monica's Club book is one of those moments. If you're a parent who's experiencing this, pray patiently with St. Monica like she did for St. Augustine. And you know, another perspective, Kale, is you have no idea how many wayward children, adult children, come across Relevant Radio, and they're inspired to return to their family of origin, to have those relationships, to return back to God, the greatest family you could ever have. This is the resource, Relevant Radio. And that's why our pledge drive is Reach Out and Respond, because we're asking you, help us to reach out and respond, to help change and transform hearts and minds for God.
Yeah, that's so well said, Timory. And once again, just a reminder that any gift that you give, no matter how big or how small, is matched 100%. Every gift counts. It's your heart that really matters here with God. You know, God loves a cheerful giver, as Scripture says. So why don't you call right now, 1-877-291-0123. Show Timory some love, East Coast and West Coast. If you like this program, you like the other stuff that we do here on Relevant Radio, give us some love here, relevantradio.com and the Relevant Radio app. Please reach out and respond, 877-291-0123.
And relevantradio.com will be with you all week here, but give today.